We get ready to go. Team's ready now. Start the match. 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. We spawn with SWS under the covered passageway as they go down the new alleyway, making a move toward the marketplace. As it looks like Slow Fossa has gone the other way. Yes, they have. They are over in the patio courtyard. We see grenades going off near the T intersection already. As a Slow Fossa, yes, they are holding down the patio courtyard as we see Lego and Blaz make a move into the courtyard alley. As they come out into the fountain courtyard. Now Lego down the archway he comes, the covered archway, and he is under attack. It's going to be Blid with the kill. Impa gets into the action. He guns down Blid. As we see Meanie and Cypher. Well, Meanie needed some, he needed to be healed, but Cypher not fast enough on the healing button. He dies, so it's going to be up to Cypher now to put it away here for his clan. He's the last gamer remaining for SWS, and he is quickly retreating past the fountain courtyard. He comes under attack from Blaz, but he's able to gun down Blaz with the LR-300. He has taken damage, 20%, he's bleeding, and he has killed Anti with the point here for Slow Fossa. 1-0 our score. We do play 2 20-minute matches here, 4-minute rounds, but it's very rare you see an entire match, or entire round use that 4 minutes. As we see SWS on the attack very quickly through the upper fountain hallway, as Blid catches Lego off guard, he dies. Nice headshot there by Bulldog running up the stairs. Torn asunder, Blid by Bulldog's AK-103. As Bulldog gets a whole lot of loving from the UMP of a shock of SWS. And right now, Slow Fossa doing a nice job as Meanie, the last gamer left alive here once again. And he's under attack from Impa as Impa dropping down. But it's going to be Meanie who gets a kill. He's got just about 50% health left over under one of the awnings in the marketplace. As we go back into spec mode here and look at things from above. Coming through the Market Square Alley, he gets another headshot. LR-300 once again at 2-0 now. Slow Fossa trying to set the tempo early here as they have the first two rounds in just about 2.5 minutes. You hear the grenades going off as we go down the fountain hallway. As we do have a first SR-8 kill in the background, a Donic killed by Impa's SR-8. Blid coming through the upper fountain hallway once again, quickly retreating down the stairwell. It is Slow Fossa, but it's going to be Bulldog and Lego doing a great job there to fend off that quick rush by SWS, and they now have SWS on their heels once again as Meanie, the last gamer left alive for SWS. He's on the new alleyway. He is bleeding. He is injured. Has the AK-103 out, and he goes down yet again. Blaz with the kill, 3-0 now. And this has all the makings of an ass-whooping on it early on here, as it is 3-0. And SWS not doing that good of a job here early to establish their presence, as it has been all Slow Fossa. As we see Impa coming through very quickly into the marketplace. MP5K out. He guns down Adonic, but then he's taken out himself by Shock of SWS. So Shock, Seifer, Blid, and Meanie now come through the marketplace. As we see Meanie up onto the patio, up the stairs. He's going to look down the alley timbers here in just a moment. As he gets back up from Cypher. Cypher now going into the marketplace alley. So it looks like they're going to change your tactics here. They're not going to run down as Cypher reading under attack from the marketplace alley, dropping off the bridge. That was Impa once again. We see Anti gunning down Cypher coming from the alley timbers, and here comes Lego. You heard the distinctive sound there of the M4 going off. Meanie up on the awning just past the entrance to the marketplace, and that is not a good place to hide. I am sorry, you'll be shot down there every time. 4-0 now. Slow Fossa out and running, taking a big lead here so far. 4-0. You don't want to get down too far, because if you do, it's going to be one hell of an uphill battle when the second round starts on Abbey 2. As we see SWS quickly making their way into the courtyard, the patio courtyard, Blid leading the charge down the old alleyway, coming near the old alleyway spawn point. Turning the corner, he sees a couple grenades going off in front of him. I believe those were tossed by his teammates. Yes, they were. So Cypher and Blid now just at the the old alley end of the alley timbers as Ante, along with Lego, holding down that Lego, going to get Manly here, going to run down the alley timbers, take his life in his own hands, turns a corner, nobody there to meet him for SWS. He quickly going down the old alleyway, going to try to get a flanking move here on SWS as we see Cypher and a Blid under heavy attack, and it is all Impa with the kill. Two more kills for Impa. That gives him 12 so far early on in the first five rounds here. Great work by Impa, 12 kills. SWS, I don't know what to say. They have not been able to do anything here to get in the game. But inside the game's right there to put you in the game. That's right, www.radioitg.com. We bring you all the Urban Terror action from Clan Base right here with me, Oswald. As we are with SWS over in the patio courtyard, nothing happening. It looks like they're going to try to play a little bit more defensive here as we see kills exchanged by both teams. Blaz coming through the marketplace. Alley, he is under heavy attack. Meanie, not sure what Meanie's doing. Now he unleashes his AK-103, and it's going to be yet another win for Slow Fossa. Meanie torn asunder by Bulldog once again with that AK-3. Bulldog doing a fine job here. Five kills for him so far. Third leading scorer for Slow Fossa. As we spawn with Slow Fossa now, quickly down the T intersection, we see Impa catching an SR-8 round from Adonic. As we see a couple comments here in the game, so we'll have to see if those actually materialize. I haven't seen that myself. Called camping, but I just don't see it, especially on this map right now. Seifer under heavy attack underneath the bridge. It's going to be Blaz with the kill. Blaz and Lego now retreat. It looks like Blaz calling for a medic here. He and Lego heal back up to 80% as it is a 4-on-3 here. Slow Fossa with the man advantage over the marketplace. We go and we find SWS, Meanie, and Adonic along with Shock. Shock, better look out from behind. Bulldog's going to gun him down with the AK. He turns his weapon on Adonic, who is under heavy attack. Adonic go down and Meanie going down. Blaz and Bulldog doing a fine job. There's Blaz adds two more tallies to his score sheet. 7-0 now in favor of Slow Fossa. And we can almost write this match off here in the first round. And we're not even through the halfway mark. Why do I say that? Well, because we saw earlier, I believe it was Tricky Clan run off an 11 begin a match here last week. And big grenade. Look out. Meanie coming through. He is hit by it. He now falls under attack by Blaz. Once again, Blaz with yet another kill. He continues down the upper fountain hallway. And a grenade there. Impa gets two kills with that grenade. Blid and Cypher both going down 8-0 here to begin the match. Ass whooping in progress here on Inside the Game. It's going to be a long match today here for SWS as they have not been able to put any sort of attack together here. A bit uncoordinated here to begin the match. And right now they are just outclassed as we see two good kills by Blid on Lego and Blaz. Blid doing a fine job as he dropped down from the upper fountain hallway into the alley. The courtyard alley they go, and they gun down Ante here. And SWS on the board after about 7.5 minutes here. 8-1 our score in favor of Slow Fossa. Blaz coming through the courtyard alley. He's got a couple grenades that you hear those going off in the background. Blid taking aim up near the entrance to the upper fountain hallway. Nobody there for Slow Fossa. Slow Fossa has slowed it down just a bit. And here comes an assault through the upper fountain hallway. It's going to be Seifer gunning down Bulldog. Seifer now retreating a little too late. He's shot down and bleeds to death from Ante. As we see Meanie and Adonic getting into the game here, getting a couple kills. Lego Blaz dying. 2-1. I make that at 2-on-1. Meanie now last gamer here for SWS. He's got the 103 out, switches to his MP5K, guns down Ante, and now he's looking to take out the top scorer here so far for Slow Fossa. And actually for the game, that's Impa, 18 kills. We find Impa with the SR-8 in his hand. Switching to the MP5K, passing the T intersection, going down under the bridge. As Impa only has, he's got about one bar of health left. As we see Meanie now taking a position upper fountain hallway, just passing the patio. I'm not sure if Impa saw him or not. It does not look like he did. Impa now on the arched foyer, backing up. It's got to be quiet here. He hops up onto the upper front hallway. We could have a battle going on here. Meanie is going to get the drop on Impa. Impa turned the wrong way. He did not see Meanie in the hallway. Guns him down. That is the round. 8-2 our score here in favor of Slo Fossa. SWS doing a nice job here getting back-to-back victories to make the score 8-2. So they're down by 6 as we hit the 10-minute mark. We spawn with SWS over in the courtyard, the patio courtyard, as we see them playing a bit more defensive here. Blid is injured, as is Seifer, both hit by, I believe, I'm not sure what it was, but Blid cannot let go of the grenade. He kills himself. Into the upper fountain hallway we go, and just in time, Bulldog turned the corner as I believe that was Meanie retreated around the corner. And look, WS has decided to fend off attacks from the old alleyway. That is Seifer under attack. Here comes Blunts. Here comes Impa. It's a 2-on-1, and Slo Fossa doing a good job here, gunning down Seifer and Donick. Impa going down, though, catching a bullet from Shock. Shock goes after one of the Slo Fossa gamers who's quickly retreating down the alleyway. And here comes Ante passing the T-intersection. He falls under a heavy attack by Shock and Meanie. As we see Shock torn asunder by Bulldog and Meanie also done in by Bulldog. So Bulldog coming through the patio courtyard. He gets the last two kills, 9-2 here. Our score in favor of Slo Fossa. We respawn once again. We follow SWS out of the covered passage spawn. Blid coming up. He lets a grenade go. Getting two kills there in the background. One on Seifer, one on Shock with his SR8. That's 22 kills for Impa so far. And he could be a candidate for the Active Warrior of the Game, which will be handed out to both clans here at the conclusion of the match. ActiveWar.de for all your Urban Terror needs. Go there now, pick up a map, or just say hi to Wolfsai. A flawless victory here for Slo Fossa, 10-2 now. 8 minutes remaining here on UT Casa. As we spawn with Ante. Ante making a move up to the upper front hallway, drops an HE grenade in there. It explodes harmlessly. Nobody around. Second grenade. Oh, that got stuck up on top of the roof. Nice toss by Ante. Just didn't go far enough as he and Bulldog take a position looking to go in the upper front hallway. And here comes Bulldog. He's got Shock in his sights, but he quickly retreats back to the way he came. Shock now all the way down the alley. He is calling for a medic as he continues to bleed. He's got to heal himself here. Ante Bulldog, who picks up the kill on Shock, over in the fountain patio courtyard. We keep it with Slo Fossa over on the fountain courtyard side of things as we move now to the patio courtyard and under attack. It is Blid and Seifer under heavy attack here, I should say. Ante doing a fine job at Blid and Meanie as Blid gets a kill, but then Ante big kills. Make that 3 kills on the last 3 SWS gamers, 11-2. Ante now with 12 kills, 3 deaths, great effectiveness by him. And actually, Slo Fossa doing no wrong today as they are out big by 9 points here, 11-2, 6.5 to go on UT Casa. As Slo Fossa started off a bit slow, losing their first match, but have come back strong, winning their next two. As we see a grenade catch Bulldog as he enters the upper fountain hallway, passing the patio. Nobody there. All the way down to the stairs into the fountain courtyard he goes. Nobody home. As we see Lego getting a whole lot of hole from Seifer's DE. And again, more calls of camping, but I don't see it. That's the third time I've seen that comment come across here. But Slo Fossa definitely not camping, so I don't know if SWS is, but from my... what little I know about computer gaming, I don't see any camping going on here in this match. Both clans coming out fast and strong, especially Slo Fossa. I mean, if you hang back defensively here for 30 seconds, 45 seconds, okay, maybe I could see it as you're camping, but it could also mean you're setting up tactics, looking to make a run, a rush. I just don't see camping, so I don't think that really fits the way the game is going right now. As we see Lego going down the old alleyway, he comes under attack. He guns down Shock. He is hit, trying to retreat around the corner. He does so. As we see Blaz coming through from the T-intersection. Great work by Blaz as they gun down Blid. Impa doing another fine job there with the SR-8. Another kill there for him. 26 for him. Ante right behind him, as is Bulldog. 13 apiece. Blaz with 11. SWS leading score here. Meanie with 10, Shock with 8. as we see Blas torn asunder by Meanie there. As Meanie and Adonic heal up over near the old alleyway spawn, they turn the corner, run down the old alleyway, taking off toward the patio courtyard. They turn the corner, and Impa with a big shot on Meanie right as he turned the corner. Never saw it. Done in. Adonic now taking aim at Impa. Impa trying to switch weapons, not able to do so. A big DE round from Adonic. That takes out Impa. That's going to be a point here for SWS. 12-3. Our score now in favor of Slow Fossa. Still, they have control of this level, of the tempo of the match. As we see Adonic, little sweet justice there. Impa getting the first kill on the man who killed him last round. As we see Slow Fossa coming out very quickly into the Fountain Courtyard. That is Blas. We follow him. A big SR8 shot right in the chest. That puts him away. Shock doing the killing here. Seifer now, upper Fountain Hallway, coming into the Fountain Patio Courtyard. He goes. Anti right there, though, to pick him off with the LR300. He also has the night vision goggles on, trying to get a bit of advantage here using them. As we now go inside the game with Anti, he is the last gamer left alive here as he is trying to down Shock. He finds Shock over in the marketplace. Up the stairs he runs, leading to the alley timbers. He's got the LR300 going off. He hits Shock in the Kevlar vest. He's got to reload, whips out a grenade, tossing one, tossing another towards Shock. Shock avoids them both, turns a corner down the new alley where he's got the SR8 out, and he's going to try to do battle mano a mano here with the SR8 against the rifle of Anti. So we're going to see what happens here. Is Anti now doing a good job again assaulting Shock under heavy attack? It is Anti bleeding. He's got himself cornered, but Anti pulls out a great shot. Not sure where it came from, but Anti guns down Shock, and we get an oh my god from Blid as 13-3 now our score here. Nice work by Slow Fossa to take that round as they were down, but coming through, doing a nice job there was Anti. Impa infiltrating very quickly. A grenade from Blid not only catches Lego, but catches his teammate Seifer. As that grenade killing your teammate, not what you want to do, especially when you're down by 10. We follow Impa down the new hallway. Up the stairs he goes to the balcony. He's overlooking the balcony here as we see a couple SWS gamers coming through. And, well, that's not going to matter. Meanie gunned down very quickly by Impa's SR8. Once again, Impa deadly with that today. 29 kills for him. He 2.5 minutes left. It'd be surprising to see him get 40 kills in a round. That would be highly impressive. That's 2 kills a minute. As we see Adonic turning Impa into pepper steak with the shotgun as Bulldog gets a final kill here on Adonic. 14-3, 11-point lead here in favor of Slow Fossa of Slovenia. Oh, big SRA shot. Shock does what his name implies. Shocks Anti, gunning him down with one round to the head. Goodbye. Thanks for playing. Lego now trying to pick up the slack here, as is Impa and Ablaz up in the upper Fountain Hallway. It is Bulldog under heavy attack. He gets some sexual healing from his clanmate. That is Impa right there. Impa, Bulldog, Seifer now dropping off the balcony from the upper. Lego going to the market square in the marketplace. Let's try that again. The courtyard alleyway. There we go. I've only been calling this game for a half. Into the courtyard alley. And on the other side, there sits Bulldog Adonic, who finishes him off here in the round. 14-4, our score. And this round, well, with a minute to go, this round belongs to Slow Fossa. They have done nothing wrong here in this round. Got one flawless victory as well. As you hear the grenades going off, coming through and above the rooftops here on UT Casa. As SWS hanging back here in the Fountain Courtyard. Under attack, that is one of the Slow Fossa gamers coming through. It was Blas. Blas readies an HE grenade as he turns a corner, drops it up on the patio, just past Blid. I'm not sure how Blid avoided that completely. He did get hit as Bulldog finishes him off as Impa now guns down Blid with the SR8C for taking his life in his hands, going after Impa. He's going to gun down Impa with the LR300s, and he bleeds to death. Seifer now dropping down on good kill here. SWS trying to slowly climb back here in the match. They get the win, 14-5 now our score. 20 seconds here to go in this match. This will be the last round here. As we're going to see if it's going to be Slow Fossa taking yet a bigger lead, taking a 10-point lead, or if it's going to be SWS Silent Warrior Soul Hunters, who pick up one more victory, going with a little bit of momentum here, possibly winning the final two, as we see Seifer dropping off the upper fountain hallway. He's got Ante in his sights. Ante letting loose with the LR300 from up on the balcony. He's got to reload as he does so. That is an opportunity for, well, it was an opportunity for SWS to come in. Not able to do so. Seifer around the old alleyway, gunned down by Ante. Ante, last three kills here. Great work by Ante. As that is going to be our final score here, 15-5 on UT Casa. We're going to step away, take a break, come back, give you a quick intermission, and continue on with the action. It's Oswald. You're inside the game.
Let's see. Who wants wheat off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants
wheat. Who wants wheat off the air?
I don't want wheat off the air.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It's Oswald here as we are between rounds here very quickly. Now it makes me wonder if I've been calling this guy's name right as I look. Yes, I have. Okay. So 15-5 was our score on Casa. Slow Fawcett completely dominated the level. SWS never really in the game. It was 9-0. It was 8-0. 8-0 before SWS even got on the board. If that happens to begin around, well, your day is basically over. I mean, this meant especially going, well, Abbey 2 is probably not going to be. Abbey 2 is going to probably be similar in speed to what Casa was. Who knows what Slow Fossa is going to do? Our leading scorers here individually, Impa for Slow Fossa, an amazing 33 kills for him, 13 deaths. It's just got to make you say, wow, amazing work there by him. 33 and 13, Bulldog 19 and 11. Who else had a great game here? Ante 18 and 7. For SWS, Meany led them 14 kills, 18 deaths. Shock, 13 kills. Adonok, 11. Blid with 10. And we're set to go here. Second round action on UT Abbey. 3-2-1. Good luck and have fun. And here we go. We spawn with Slow Fossa very quickly through the statue card. They come up into the central room. As Impa going to lead the charge. He does have the AK out this time. Nobody home on the horseshoe. That's the marble balcony. You'll hear me call it a couple different ways. As Shock now coming through the crossway, along with clan members. Here they come very quickly. As Adonic and a bleeding. He's trying to get healed. Or not going to happen. Lego, two kills here on Seifer and Adonic very quickly over in the statue courtyard. As Meany now passing the entrance to the cathedral. He's gunned down by Ante, and just like that, a flawless victory here for Slow Fossa to get things started on Abbey 2, and that's not what you wanted to have happen if you are SWS. You're not silent at this time. Impa coming through the crossway. At SWS once again, Blaz's grenade catches Seifer, sending him flying. Impa getting the kill on him and Meany. We see nothing but blue bodies here of SWS. And very quickly, we could have back-to-back flawless victories as Slow Fossa going in search of Blid. Blid under heavy attack. And it is, well, it's not going to be a flawless victory as he was able to gun down Blaz with with a DE. Did die, bled to death from Blaz's attacks. 2-0, though, in favor of Slow Fossa very quickly as we follow SWS out of the Cathedral South spawn, passing the Cathedral entrance as we see three gamers here make their way around the crossway. Blid, Shock, now Adonic joins the fracas, and Seifer, here they come, four SWS members rushing at Slow Fossa. Ante picking them off one by one here. He's got Seifer, he's got Blid. As Blid, or Adonic, coming up the stairs from the hallway, guns down Ante. Quickly retreating, but a big DE round sends Adonic flying. Lego with the kill as Lego and Adonic kill each other with Lego bleeding to death. We go back inside the central hallways as we follow Bulldog here up Slow Fossa, and just over in David's courtyard, there is Shock. He's got the SRA out. Bulldog guns him down, but right there to pick up the kill. Meany. As Meany under heavy attack, and it's going to be Blaz who finishes off the round here for Slow Fossa. 3-0. A headshot, it's priceless. For everything else, there's MasterCard. Thank you for that information. coming from Shock of SWS. And I remember somebody talking about bounce back ability. Yes, that is a made up word here for Urban Terror that, you know, I kind of like. I think I'll use the bounce back ability. Not too bouncy here for SWS right now. They are down in a big, deep, dark hole with very little chance of getting out. As I hope they have something in mind here, because right now they are down 3-0 to start this round. A grenade tossed into David's courtyard. Bulldog avoids it, but it's going to be Impa with the AK-103, who tears Meanie asunder. As once again, it is all slow Fossa. As we pick it up with, we were with Adonic here for just a moment. I cycled through him. There we go. Adonic hanging over on the cathedral archway just at the top of the stairs in the cathedral south portion of the level here. And he's probably in the best defensive position he can be in. Really doesn't have anywhere to retreat, especially if they gamers from Slofasa come through the marble hallway and the cathedral archway. The term screwed would imply it to SWS. Adonic, and here comes Imp. He's got the AK. He's got the AK. A nice shot there by Adonic. Long range LR-300 kill as Impa came through that marble hallway there, and he's quickly gunned down. So Adonic, really not much he can do at this point. He's in a very good defensive position here. As we see gamers coming up the marble stairway, here comes Anti, here comes Bulldog, 2-on-1 rush, Anti and Bulldog, and it is going to be Bulldog with the AK-103 who kills him. Gets a point, 4-0, Slofasa. We spawn with SWS once again coming out of Cathedral South, passing the entrance. It is Shock, it is C for both with SR-8s out there trying to get the quick kill here. Bulldog actually hits Shock, I believe. No, he hit C. Blaz's grenade, catch Blid as Bulldog gunned down in the background by Shock's SR-8 once again. So the SR-8's doing all the talking here for SWS as we see C for get another kill. Anti, though, finishing him off with an LR-300 as Shock also played catch with a couple of rounds here from Lego. So SWS trying to do anything they can to get a point here on the scoreboard. Right now having very little success. And this is the Slofasa of old. This is how I remember them gaming. And look at that. Another victory. Lego guns down Meanie with the UMP5. That famous spam dance. There down he goes. As we're going to keep it here with SWS on the respawn. Out of the town square they come in, salting the crossway. Slofasa hanging out on the marbled approach as we see Anti and Lego coming through along with Impa. Impa's got the 103 out as well. As it's going to be Anti up the stairs approaching the courtyard balcony as he guns down Blid. Lego catches Meanie once again inside the center room. Shock going down Impa. Two big back-to-back kills for him. That gives him 9 overall. Blaz right behind him with 6, as is Lego. And look at that. Red team Slofasa, another victory, 6-0. I would think we're back on UT Casa the way we're seeing action unfold here. Just like UT Casa, a big lead here by Slofasa early on. As we see Impa leading the charge here through David's courtyard, coming around the crossway. He's got Bulldog behind him as we see grenades being tossed out near the crossway and the marbled approach. As grenades also being tossed into the statue courtyard as Adonic catches Blaz with his SR-8. Lego goes down Blid with the kill, so it may be a victory here. We're back tied up 2-2 now as Blid had the chance. He whips out the DE or the HE grenade, but he's quickly gunned down. Bulldog catches a bullet from Blid. As inside the upper hallway we go near the central room. And there it is, Blid going to pick up the victory here for SWS as he finishes off Anti over in the center room. 6-1 our score here in favor of Slofasa on Abbey 2. As it has been, once again, Slofasa's day, as they have done, again, nothing wrong, doing everything right. As we see Adonic hanging outside the center room, he goes in with the boomstick. Now he whips out an HE grenade, looking to toss it in the direction of Blaz and Lego. Not happening here. Lego gunning him down. Adonic dying right at the doorway to the center room, retreating down the hallway. It is Blid, Shock, and Seifer. Going to have to watch the stairs behind him. And here comes Anti. Anti's going to get the drop on Seifer. Oh, he turned the wrong way. He went into the town courtyard. town square, but it's not going to matter. Blaz was there on the other side to pick up Seifer and Shock. 7-1 our score here. Trivia, anyone? As that bounce back ability factor not coming into play today. It is going to be a victory here for Slow Foss as we continue to watch the action. 7-1 our score. We have just inside of 12 minutes remaining. As we see Impa catching Blid. Nice LR300 kill there by Meanie on a Bulldog. And again, I still don't see the camping comments applying here to either level today. Odd. I mean, come on, this is not Counter-Strike. There is no camping in Urban Terror. Both clans moving through the map very quickly here. Of course, when it gets down to a 2-on-2 or a 1-on-2, things are going to slow down as they usually do. I mean, well, I don't even want to say that. Shock along with support go into the town square as we see Impa caught off guard by Seifer. Letting loose with an SR8, not able to do so with Shock. He missed Lego. Lego going to finish him off, killing him. 8-1 our score. Slow Fossa still on top. As we watch Impa infiltrate the crossway once again, he's got Blid in his sights. Grenades being tossed down at the end of the marble approach here. Nice exploding monkey tossed by Blid. It catches Lego inside the central room. As we drop down to the side courtyard, into the tunnel we go with Impa. And Impa, wow. The speed here, another flawless victory, I should say, for Slow Foss. That is their third one of the day, second in this match. Slow Foss just outclassing SW. Not been able to put anything together, as you can tell by the score, 9-1 now, 10 minutes to go. So we're halfway through, and it's going to be another long 10 minutes here for a big grenade from what catches one of SWS just as he gets to the top of the stairs into the central room. And just like that, another flawless victory. So back-to-back flawless rounds here for Slow Fossa. We respond with SWS coming down the cathedral archway into David's courtyard. We got two SR8 snipers there, I believe. And Shock whipping out the SR8C for now, going with the G36. As in the background, we see nothing but kills from a Bulldog and Impa. And Ante gonna get in the match here. He's trying to gun down and does so. Shoots down Shock, the SR8. And he also, actually that was Blaz coming from David's courtyard, taking down Seifer. So another victory, 11-1. It's matches like this where, you wish the clock would go faster. So 11-1 our score here. Slow Fossa out and running once again. And everything they shoot seems to hit. Blid now coming through the center room under attack. He guns down a Blaz. Nice kill there by Blid with the LR300. He drops off the roof in it to the side courtyard. He is going to hang tight there, reload his weapon. He's got an HE grenade looking to toss it back up into the central room. He does so. Nobody there. As we follow Blid, passing the cathedral entrance, making a run back up the cathedral archway, and like last round, I believe he's going to hold up there and wait. No, this time he's going to decide to go through the marble hallway. Quietly he does so, coming out above the marble courtyard onto the horseshoe balcony, so he's going to hang tight there for just a minute. He's got an HE grenade out, and like I talked about early on in the pregame, we have not seen any grenade spam over in that central room. A little bit surprised, as on the horseshoe, it is Blid catching the shot here from Impa. Down he goes. 12-1. Slow Fossa, big. They continue to extend that lead, and that hole it's a bottomless pit now for SWS. The match has been over here for some time. Good gaming. Thanks for playing. Yeah, I know it's early, but deficit too big to come back from here. Adonic now up on the horseshoe trying to chase down as we see Ante killing Impa with the grenade here. Lego also getting the action, killing his own teammate Blaz. So two team kills here by Slow Fossa. yet it's still a 2-on-1 advantage in favor of Slo Fossa. As we see Meany, the last gamer here for SWS, going 9-9-9. That's got to hurt. So Blue has to call the timeout. SWS has called the timeout. And we are paused 13-1, our score. Meany was the gamer who was 9-9-9. He was also the last gamer alive. So they're going to kick him. They're going to bring in Dr. Burla, I believe. He is the sub. And we are going to resume the match here in 3-2-1. With 7 minutes remaining, our score now 13-1 in favor of Slo Fossa of Slovenia. We spawn with Slo Fossa once again. It is Impa very quickly down, passing the cathedral entrance into Davis Courtyard. Now stop looking at the penis on the statue there, Impa. That is not what you want to do in a match. And a big kill there by Blas, done in by Adonic, but Bulldog right there to pick him off. Great work by Bulldog in support of his clanmates as Impa gets a kill on Seifer. But the SR8 of Shock does in Bulldog all in the fountain courtyard once, the statue courtyard, excuse me. We're not in Casa. There's no fountain courtyard here. We pick up the action with Ante as Adonic catches a grenade from Impa, and it's going to be another victory here, 14-1. 14-1 in favor of Slo Fossa. As we keep it here over in the statue courtyard, high above the action, as we see Adonic coming through, leading the charge with the AK-103 up the stairs into the courtyard balcony. He goes, but he's gunned down by Ante very quickly, who came up the opposite set of stairs onto that balcony, taking aim at Shock. Shock drops an HE grenade up there, retreating very quickly. It is Ante, but coming through Seifer. Too little, too late. Seifer gunned down by Bulldog. That is around again, 15-1. Somebody put a bullet in this horse, baby. 15-1, 5 minutes to go. Oh, what? What do we do? What do you do in a situation like this? Honestly, I don't know. You got to give props to SWS for, as we see a team kill here by SWS. Grenades being dropped over in the direction of Impa and Bulldog, who are coming up the stairs onto the crossway. Infiltrating the statue courtyard, here comes Impa once again. He's got an HE grenade out. As his teammate, shocked by Shock once again with that SR8, Impa now up the stairs into the central room. He goes AK-103 out. He's got Lego right there to assist him. So Lego and Impa going in search of Shock. And watch out, Shock going to have the SR8 out. Yes, there he is, retreating down off the crossway in to David's courtyard, passing the cathedral entrance. He's going to emerge out on the marble approach and sort of double back over to that crossway, whipping out the UMP-45 now. You heard the SR-8 shot go boom there in the distance under heavy attack. Impa just too quick. AK-103 tears him asunder. That is around 16-1. Oh, 16-1. I don't think anybody expected this type of a match here, unless you're Slo Fossa, as we see Adonic catching a grenade here from Impa to get the round started. Another grenade dropped in the direction of Dr. Burla, just a bit short. Dr. Burla let loose with the LR-300 over near the crossway, quickly retreating. Not the thing to do here. Here comes Lego, UMP-45 out. He's going to gun down Shock. Dance, baby, dance. Bulldog gets the final kill here, killing Dr. Burla. And we see Adonic here admitting that they are too strong for us. Yeah, that is how it looks today. Not to add injury or insult to injury here, but Slo Fossa, it's amazing they have any losses here, as they are playing just amazing. Very quick on everything. I mean, they're around every corner. They pick off every man. Just amazing work here by Slo Fossa today. They are definitely going to be a contender here, not a pretender like some clans want to be, as you get in this middle group stage play, you know, sort of the week 4-5 type of thing, the week 3-4-5, the last 3 weeks here. This is when we separate the pretenders from the contenders, and one of those contenders definitely going to be Slo Fossa, as we continue to watch the action here. Over in the town square, we are keeping it with Blit, who's got the SR8 out. He and Shock are trying to take down, and they do so. Congratulations, Shock, with the SR8 round. He finishes off Blas and scored out 17-2 as we hit the 2-minute, 40-second mark in the match. We play for pride now. SWS playing for pride here. Dr. Burla, G36 out, taking aim over at the crossway on Bulldog, but it's going to be Impa who takes the life of Dr. Burla. Coming through, Seifer doing a nice job, able to gun down Impa, but he catches a bullet from Ante. And we get the oh my god from Blid once again as it's another victory here. It's another victory here for Slow Fossa. As we see we see a couple comments about this map sucking. Well, you know, the map doesn't change. It's just the skills of the gamers that change. And right now, all the skills belonging to Slow Fossa. As we see for blown off the balcony in the statue courtyard, he goes shock. No mercy here. Gunned down by Ante. As Adonic left to fend for himself, maybe he'll go out and get some inside the center room. Great shot there as he hits Blaz in the body, and Blaz turned in to Pepper Steak with the Spaz 12. Not going to matter, though. Bulldog. Adonic actually killed Bulldog, but then was picked off at the last moment here by Ante, 19-2, our score here. As we are now inside 1 minute, congratulations for hanging with us here in the last minute. Uh-oh, do we see and hear, the Negev Tower of Death in the background? Didn't hear a Negev. I guess you had to be with us on our first cast as one of the clans whipped out the Negev Tower of Death here. As Slow Fast trolling not only the map, but Silent Warrior Soul Hunters. Never got in the game today. As we're down to our last SWS gamer, that is Blid once again, caught by a grenade. Actually, it was his own grenade, 20-2 now. Our score, 28 seconds to go. And SWS is like, let's just get this game over with. Go home, have some beer, some popcorn, get with our women. 20-2 our score here. And yeah, 15 and counting. And in the central hallway, we watch Blid and Shock. Adonic in the central room going mano-a-mano with Lego, and they both die. Here comes Shock with the SRA. Not going to get that shot off as Bulldog tears him asunder with the AK-103. And once again, last game here, Blid trying to get away, not able to do so. Final score, 21-2. It is over. We're going to come back and wrap things up here. As you've heard Slow Fossa, humiliation, I think, is a good way to put this match. We'll be right back. It's Oswald, and you are inside the game.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up a theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by a 13-year-old. Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So, we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
Well, games.
So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. You have just heard what is considered an ass-whooping. 36-7, our final score. Slow Fossa all over SWS. Unfortunately, SWS never in the game. It was 8-0 on Casa before SWS even got on the board. And in that second round, you just heard conclude on Abbey 2. Slow Fossa out 6-0 before SWS gets on the board. So final score once again, 36-7. As we look to hand out our Act of War Warriors of the Game for Slow Fossa, well, there's really only one man who can be awarded this today, and that is going to be handed out to Impa. 33 kills, 13 deaths on UT Casa. And 35 kills, 11 deaths on Abbey 2. So congratulations to Impa. And for Silent Warrior Soul Hunters, it is going to be Shock. Shock had two, well, good rounds if you consider anything good in a 36-7 drumming. But Shock, 13 kills in both rounds. Deaths mighty high, but unfortunately, that's what happens when you are on the receiving end of a defeat like this. So once again, congratulations to Impa and Shock. They are the active war warriors of the game. And that is going to do it for us today. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Now remember, itg.filecloud.com to download any and all matches you've heard covered here on Inside the Game from Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup. Open Cup. That's right. We'll be back all this week with more Clan Base coverage. For more information, www.radioitg.com. Go to the schedule and you'll see everything that we're going to bring you from Clan Base. It's Oswald. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. I'm out.